From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The FBI and the U.S. Secret Service are investigating a big computer breach at Monster.com. Monster is the giant job search website. The site's parent company, Monster Worldwide, says the personal information of some 1.3 million users was stolen by computer hackers. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, what kind of information did the hackers get?
Apparently, it was only names, addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses. Monster.com insists that no details like bank account or credit card numbers or social security numbers got out. But, you know, the thieves are using the information they did get to try to gather more damaging financial data. They're sending out scam emails claiming to be job recruiters from Monster.com asking for bank account numbers. These are called phishing emails, but these, in this case, they look more realistic because they'll have the right address or even your phone number. These emails also have links that, if clicked on, can infect PCs with malicious software.
So 1.3 million users at Monster, that's not everyone who uses Monster.
No, actually, it's a small percentage. Monster's database contains more than 70 million resumes. This is a site that hooks up job seekers and potential employers from around the world. The stolen library, however, was mostly American job seekers. Only about 5,000 of the affected resumes were from overseas.
Now, John, I understand there are questions now being raised about how long it took Monster to acknowledge this attack.
That's right. You know, the web security company Symantec first notified Monster last Friday that the two computer servers in Ukraine had tapped into Monster's password-protected database and were copying proprietary information. Monster's own security team spent the weekend investigating, and late Sunday night or early Monday morning, they shut the hacker servers down. But it wasn't until Wednesday that Monster put a message on its website warning users that they might be the targets of email scammers. And it wasn't until yesterday that Monster released the fact that that details of more than a million resumes had been compromised.
So how is the company defending itself?
Well, so far, they've said nothing about the delay. They are warning users to watch out for scam emails trying to pry out financial information. Monster says it's going to send those notices via snail mail using the postal delivery, since they figure customers might be reluctant to use their website now. None of this comes at a good time for Monster. Last month, they reported lower than expected earnings, and their new CEO, after looking at the books, announced that he's going to have to cut 15% of the full-time staff, which is 800 layoffs.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.